Midwest Airlines is suffering a prolonged business slump, and some politicians are worried the firm will have to file Chapter 11 bankruptcy plans, or even worse, be liquidated. Some Milwaukee County supervisors have been struggling with a proposal to take on an $8 million letter of credit for the airline, even as Midwest is offering airline hangars as collateral. But now Governor Jim Doyle will steer $4 million in federal community development block grant funds to neighboring Racine County that will be rolled into the Milwaukee plan and serve as additional collateral. Doyle acknowledges the $4 million could go to other community development projects around the state.
I mean, we have to make decisions on where we can best put community block grant development money, and to me, this is a pretty easy decision to make. When we talk about the quality of jobs, this is exactly what you're trying to do with community to block grant development money.
Midwest Airlines has more than 2,700 employees in Wisconsin and has 40% of airplane departures in the state. Doyle says he isn't sure if the state has used block grant money to indirectly help an airline before, but he says the way the plan is structured, the state is protected.
What we are doing is securing a line of credit, and what we are doing in the end is if everything goes bad, we feel adequately secured, and this money will be coming back to the state and will be used to invest it.
If everything goes really badly for Midwest, Milwaukee County would temporarily wind up with some airline hangars. County Executive Scott Walker says at least one other airline might be interested, but he says the state would lose many aircraft maintenance and administrative jobs. So Walker, normally a free market-loving Republican, will work to get the Milwaukee County Board to okay the latest plan. It needs approval from the Racine County Board as well. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.